Lesson 4. Part 1. Section A. Now then, Mrs. Kramer, would you tell the court how long you were married?
8 years.
And would you describe those years as happy?
The first two, yes. But after that, it became increasingly difficult.
Mrs. Kramer, did you hold a job before you were married?
Yes, I did. When I first got out of Smith, I worked in the art department of Mademoiselle magazine for several years.
Did you continue to work after you were married?
No, I did not.
Did you wish to?
Yes, but every time I talked to Ted, to my ex-husband, about it, he wouldn't listen. He refused to discuss it in any serious way. I remember once he said that I probably couldn't get a job that would pay enough to hire a babysitter for Billy.
Tell me, are you employed at the present time?
Yes, I'm a sportswear designer for Selco here in New York.
And what is your present salary?
I make $31,000 a year. Question 1. Where is the conversation probably taking place? Question 2. How would the woman describe her 8 years marriage with Ted? Question 3. What was her job before she was married? Question 4. How much does she make now as a sportswear designer? Section B. 1. The woman continued to work after she was married with Ted. 2. The woman was unhappy about her ex-husband's attitude towards her wish to have a job. 3. The woman is now working in New York.
Part 2. 1. It was almost like a dream. When I won, I was almost more numb than in shock. Now I can't believe I overcame myself on grass to win at Wimbledon. Now I have won the two biggest tournaments there are in the world, and few players can say that. 2. Though born in a foreign land, I chose India as my country. I am Indian and will remain so until my last breath.
Part 3, Passage 1. Bodybuilding was the key that led to Arnold Schwarzenegger's tremendous success. But his feeling for fitness has always gone much deeper than simply a career. He travels around the country promoting fitness. He has visited prisons where he has talked to inmates about how getting in shape can make them feel better about themselves. For over a decade, Arnold has worked with the Special Olympics. He acts as the weight training coach and also raises money for this important organization that allows retarded and handicapped kids to compete in athletic events. Perhaps Arnold's greatest honor in fitness came when President Bush named him chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. Arnold has promised to use his position as chairman to help make the 1990s the fitness decade.
Question 1. What was the key that led to Arnold Schwarzenegger's great success? Question 2. What does he promote while traveling around the country? Question 3. How long has he worked with the Special Olympics? Question 4. What's probably Arnold's greatest honor in fitness? Passage 2. Rogue trader Nick Leeson arrived back in Britain early yesterday after flying into London's Heathrow Airport from Singapore, where he served 3.5 years in prison for illegal dealings that broke Britain's oldest merchant bank, Barings Bank. The 32-year-old Briton, Leeson, was deported to London from Singapore late on Saturday after he was allowed an early release for good behavior. He had served a little more than half of his 6.5-year jail term for acts of fraud linked to the collapse of British bank Barings in 1995. Leeson was diagnosed with colon cancer while in prison and underwent surgery and 6 months of chemotherapy. He had been held in a maximum security prison in Singapore for illegally concealing trading losses estimated at US $1.5 billion, burying the 232-year-old bank in 1995.
Question 1. What is the main topic of this passage? Question 2. Why was he sentenced to prison in 1995? Question 3. Why was he allowed an early release from prison? Question 4. How long did he actually serve in prison? Question 5. Where did he go after he was freed from jail?